Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is the fourth in a series of five conversations with Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, which will air each Monday of this month. With over 20,000 hours in front of a classroom, Teresa and Len wanted to bring their teaching skills to the next level, therefore creating Course Creators. Real estate educators, national speaker classes at Course Creators are not your ordinary classes. Len and Teresa are energizing, inspiring, and you always walk away from a class with something to help increase your business, and their mission is to make certain that their clients get it, use it, and become more successful because of it, guaranteed. Now, Teresa and Len have created training CDs to help your business, and you're able to go view what those courses are and or products at their website at www.coursecreators.com. They are in demand nationwide, and they have been featured speakers at the 2008-2009 National Association of Realtors Convention. So I want to welcome both of you back again for week number four.
It's good to be here.
Thank you very much.
You know, last week we were talking quite a bit about technology, and of course I was being selfish and getting a little information on some tools that I can use to help me be more attractive in a video world. I was wondering, though, what about the clients and your students who still want old-fashioned personal relationships? We were talking about technology and where the world's going, but what about those who want it the old-fashioned way?
Well, what is old-fashioned communication? You know, let's go there first. And if we hadn't seen you for a while, Carol, and that happens sometimes, and all of a sudden we'll see you at a conference or convention, what do? We run up to each other. We hug each other. We say, how you doing? We ask for updates. We want to know what's new, what's going on in your life. Fill us in. Is that not typical old-fashioned conversation?
Yes.
Well, when you look at the availability of communication or sharing or networking on the social media sites, for example, that's all we're doing. At any given moment, we have the opportunity to understand exactly where people are and what's most important to them at any given moment, right? Because that's what they're going to post on their LinkedIn status bar. That's what they're going to post on their Facebook notice, right? They're going to take videos of their family vacations. They're going to hang it on YouTube. So at any given time, we have the opportunity to immediately know what's most important to the person that we're getting ready to communicate with. I think it actually makes it easier because if I start seeing that you've been in Washington, D.C., the next time I send you a little notice, I'm going to say, I hope everything went fine in Washington. I immediately have a point of connection or a contact. So it's not that technology's taking away the good old-fashioned. It's actually enhancing it because we have the ability to plug in immediately where people are. I think it's more called the art of communication, and that's what I think that's what it is when somebody starts a conversation on their Facebook page. I mean, I can only share with you personally what I've done. When I first started on Facebook, I thought it was great if I could get one person to respond to something I put in my status post. I thought I had made it. And then I start seeing all these other people having, you know, whole strings of conversation. And I'm like, I want in on that conversation. I want those kind of conversations. So my next goal was I wanted 10 people. When I put out a post, I wanted 10 people to comment because then I knew I was having a bigger conversation. And when that happened, I wanted 20. Now my goal is 50. Every time I post something, I just want 50 people to talk to me, share with me, tell me where you're at, tell me how you're feeling, tell me what you're thinking. Let's just talk. And we just have to look at it as just being in a different mode, not in a different, you know, it's not a different way of, well, maybe it is a different way of communicating. It's just a different mode of communication.
Teresa, I'm now officially depressed. How do you go out there and get those 10 responses or people actually talking to you?
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story. It's not mine, and I don't even know where it came from, but there was a gentleman who decided to get on an airplane. And he had decided that he was not going to say one word about himself, but he was going to have a conversation with the person sitting next to him. And so he sat down on a mission to have a conversation to never talk about himself. So all he did is he asked questions of the other person sitting next to him. They had an entire conversation for the flight. And when they landed, the gentleman who did all the answering of the questions stood up and said to the guy who asked all the questions, "You are the most interesting man I had ever met in my life." And he did not know one thing, because the one guy said, "I'm not saying anything about myself." All he did was ask questions. So think about that. What was the message? "You're the most interesting person I ever met in my life because you allowed me to talk about me, who I think is the most interesting person in my life." Really, is what it boils down to.
Okay.
So we just have to give people the forum to talk about themselves. So what Len and I have discovered in many tests on our post is, if you ask a question, people will answer. If you give them a piece of inspiration, they will be inspired and they will comment. If you give them humor, they'll spread it. So if somebody's just starting out, or like you, and you want to grow your communication, ask a question, inspire, piece of humor. And it'll go. It'll go. People will play with you. That's what we call it. Let's play. Let's just play.
We teach a six-hour face biz class and using Facebook for business. I taught it earlier this week, and this exact comment came up. A couple of, can we call them seasoned real estate agents, in the class? And their point was simply this: I don't want to put a bunch of stuff out there for a bunch of strangers. And what I said to them was, why do you have strangers? Because you remember, Facebook even calls these people friends.
Yes.
So it's a matter of being selective and connecting with the people that you would want to have conversations with anyhow. I think the best advice I have heard over the last couple of years from social media came from Jeff Turner. He's a social media guru out on the West Coast. And we had the opportunity to talk to him at NAR, and we asked him, because he'd just come back to the Inman conference, if we could carry one message out to business people and real estate agents, what would it be? He said, it would be the fact that there's no internet world and the real world. It's all the real world.
Okay.
So think about integrating your Facebook conversations with the natural conversations you're going to have anyhow. Can we do that for you as an instructor? Because what if your Facebook post was, I'm teaching this next week, or I had this thought about a class. What would you like to hear about?
Uh-huh.
What would you like me to cover? And then haven't we all been in situations, whether it's as instructors or in normal conversations, where, you know, I'd really like to talk to you more about that, but I just don't have the time, or we can't right now. So what if that whole conversation that started personal face-to-face gets carried over and carried on in Facebook? It's integrating it with your natural conversation.
And the way the communication is now, I have the ability to touch more people in the shortest amount of time as I ever have been before. And then the task is to take it offline. So, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about meetups. So I meet you online, and I'm not talking dating service, but I meet you online. We have conversations online. I share your interests, and then we have group meetups. It's happening all the time on LinkedIn. We do that in Tucson. We'll have Tucson business meetups.
How do you even remember to go online?
Teresa never leaves online. We might as well just get that out of the open.
I mean,
she uses her laptop
phone.
As a
I got
pillow.
My iPhone 4S now, and I've got Siri, which is a whole other conversation we can have about little Siri on the new
Don't
iPhone.
Don't you love her?
She yelled at me. She yelled at me. I said something in the phone. It came up as a obscene word, and she goes, "There is no room for profanity." I got yelled at by a computer voice, and I didn't say anything profane in the first place. She misheard me.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
I have issues. So how much time should someone be spending online?
I think we have to set some parameters before we say how often you should get online. Just like with everything else, you have to determine what's your purpose. What am I going on for? So if I'm going on the social media sites during my work hours, it better be business-based.
Right.
If I'm going on during my personal time, then have at it and have whatever personal conversations you want to have. So with that focus, when we teach it as a business proponent, what we say is, know what you want to achieve when you go in there. So if you want to touch five people, if you want to be top of mind, five people a day on a Facebook, then go in, scroll down your home newsfeed, find five people that said something that you can relate to, that you want to comment on, that you want to share. Get in, touch them, say what you need to say, get out. Get in, get out. Go in, do what you're supposed to be doing, and then move on.
Okay.
Now, if it's your personal time, spend whatever time you want. So having said that, if you're going to use it as a business building mechanism or a business relationship building mechanism, then Facebook, daily. Be in there daily.
Okay.
But figure out what you want to do when you get in there. You're going to get in and touch five people, change your status post. Great. Get in, touch five people, change your status post, get out. You can do that every single day that you work. Be focused. Know what your end result is when you go in.
I want to thank you so much for just being really honest and helping me again with the social media conversation and how we can blend our personal approach and start incorporating that online. Thank you so much for the conversation this week.
You're very
wonderful.
Welcome.
Wonderful talking to you as usual.
Please take time and go visit www.coursecreators.com. And if you like some of the information that you've been getting from Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, you can contact Len at len@coursecreators.com. 520-808-0241 is his phone number. Or Teresa Barnaby, and that's B as in boy, A-R-N-A-B-E-I. Her email is Teresa, TheresaB, at CourseCreators.com. Phone number, 520-631-4537. I want to thank you so much for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments you'd like to share, please email them to me at Carol, K-A-R-E-L, at Carol.com, K-A-R-E-L.com. And this is Carol Murray, signing off.